So I'm here with Graham. Hello,
Hello, how
in
are you?
Burslem. I'm okay. How are you?
Keep going.
And we're here at Midland Heart in Burslem, and we've just been doing some work this afternoon. We've created a new WordPress site. Have you found it?
It's hard going. I'm not a technological person, right? And things like that, you have to do them a few times to get used to them. I suppose it's like driving a car, isn't it? If you were to get out of a Ford and get into a Fiat, you'd have to get used to driving the Fiat as well as the Ford, wouldn't you? So it's like a find the gears, clutch and that type of thing. So it's interesting, but it might give me a platform to view a few things what I've learned over the years and voice a few opinions to see if there's any like-minded people out there to bolster their opinions, you know. And is any jobs going, by the way? We'll think about it.
So you said, like, you created a Burslem history website. You're very interested in local history, aren't you?
Of course, I know a lot of the history there. So, what I mean, I think it's a damn shame that they're going to let it just go and demolish like the houses and the factories and the businesses, and they're going to put a call centre up and make the people who are used to working in manufacturing be able to work in call centres or shopping centres, work in shopping centres instead of the traditional skills what have been in this area for over 200 years. Just let them go and fizzle out, you know, because we all can't be. We all can't be call centre personnel, and we all can't be shop assistants. Yeah, we only need a proper industry for proper people. I also volunteer for a mental health charity.
Yeah,
and I'm quite surprised how many people from AutoNet attend my sessions because they can't stand working in call centre. It just becomes too stressful, anxiety. I just think it's quite a shame.
And we've been talking today just about building an online profile that might support you in your search for work. I mean, how do you think the skills that we've been kind of learning today might help you with that in some way?
Might be helpful, mate, because I've got an MVQ level 2 employment. Right? I'm pretty good handyman, right? I know about local history. I've learned from yourself and Claire about how you got involved with this type of thing. I can't imagine me doing that type of thing myself personally, yeah, but it would be nice to think that I could. But I certainly might see if there's a platform there to put my plumbing skills and my handyman skills and see if anybody's interested. You know, I mean, I've noticed when I came into England Art today that they have a lot of volunteers to do handyman work around. Yeah. I picked a leaflet up, so I'll be sending them a CV to see if that takes me somewhere, you know. Or, like I said, any job's going, don't train me up.
Okay, thank you very much, Graham.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you. Nice to have the opportunity.
Cheers.